Bible said I was wounded in the house of my friends.
Right.
It didn't say God's house wounded him.
Come on, brother.
He said I was wounded in the house of my friends.
Right.
Another scripture he said he brought me into his banqueting house.
Yes.
And his banner over me is love. I'd love to tell you, it'd be nice if I could tell you that I've never been wounded, I've never been hurt, never felt like I was wronged in the house of the Lord, but I just can't say that. But I can tell you this, it hadn't made me want to leave God's house. It wasn't God's house that wounded me. I may have got wounded at different times by different things, and maybe sometimes by somebody in the house of the Lord. I sure want to stay in His house. I love what I feel in His house. Praise God. I like what David said. I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That's the same man that said, I was wounded in the house of my friends. And when you get wounded in that house, you're going to have to do something for you to be able to keep coming back and keep coming back and keep coming back and keep coming. Because if you don't, that thing will eat on you. And it'll lead on you. And it'll lead on you until something tells you inside, I just don't want to go back because I remember. Because I can't forget. Because I know I'm reminded again and again and again, day after day, what happened. I wonder why, brother. No, that's the only thing we remember sometimes about His house. I don't know why, Sister Mary Hampton, that's all we can think about sometimes. It's how we bled in His house. When that is the smallest fraction of what's happened in His house. Feel the good Holy Ghost. The same man said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. That's where I got saved. You remember what they done? But I remember Nathan saying a lot of things to me. I remember him pointing his finger at me and saying, thou art the man. I remember feeling how broke I was because I knew I had messed up. I had sinned. I had done wrong. But I also remember Him turning around and saying, thy sin is purged and thy iniquity, it is forgiven. Are you saying that, Nathan? No, God told me to say it. God told me to say it. I don't understand. Even what you get in God's house, I get forgiveness. I get health. I get salvation. Don't you let nothing keep you away from God's presence. Don't you let nothing keep you away from God's help. Woo! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Running from Saul. Saul done him wrong. You know the first place he stopped? When he left that city, when he left that place? Where did he stop? He went up. There's a reason why he went to the house of God. All of us is hungry, man of God. All of us is hungry to have Him bread here. You know there's always bread here, David. Has these men been living right? We've been living right. I'm going to give you the best bread there is. Showbread, the holy bread. It's in the house of God. Here, you take one. 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 And man of God, priest, there's another thing. Do you have a sword here? You know I do. You knew when I put it in this place. I remember when you came in. You had a sword in one hand and you had a head of a giant in another hand. Woo! Yeah, the Holy Ghost. You knew it was in here. I was there when you came back. I remember Him saying, when you ran toward it, you said, this battle's not mine, it is the Lord's. This day I'll smite you to the ground. I'll feed you to the beasts of the field and to the fowls of the air. And we took that sword and we wrapped it up and we put it in the holy place. Why'd you put it in there? For that testimony that if you stay with God, you'll win battles. If you stay with God, you'll conquer giants. If you stay with God, you'll be on the top and not the bottom. For the Lord said, I have made you the head and not the tail. I'm here to tell us, don't you ever leave God's house. Woo! No wonder that man went back. Because he never left without getting something. He never left God's house without getting something. It might have been a sword. It might have been some showbread. It may have been a psalm that the Lord gave him. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual music. Making melody in your heart unto the Lord. I'll tell you what's a whole lot better. And bitterness and strife and jealousy and trouble and grudges and things like that. I'd rather have melody. Woo! You trade a whole lot when you leave the Lord. You lose your song and you'll get a sorrow. Oh, I feel His good presence. There's a lot of good things that happen in the house of God. You better believe they have. And there's some good things that can happen right here. I don't want to leave Him, Brother Randy Corr. I don't want to leave Him. He ain't never done me nothing. Won't you say they? You better sing the song like it is. We don't come here for they. We come here for Him. What do you want, David? I want to build a place that we can put His name. I want to build a place that we can put His name. What do you think about it, Lord? I want them to build a place where they can put my name, that I might have somewhere that I can meet with my people and my people can meet with me. I don't want them to wonder. I don't want them to think. I want them to know there is a place that I can run to. For the Lord is a high tower and the righteous, they run up into it, and they are safe. If you let something run you away from that tower, you're in trouble. But it's always open. The doors are never shut. Did He not say, you build it after the pattern that I shall show you? There's a tabernacle in heaven right now. Whose gates are never shut, day or night. And to top it all off, Jesus, when He died, the Bible said the veil was rent in twain. What's holding us back? It ain't God. He removed all divine roadblocks. Whosoever will, let him come. Whoever is athirst, let him come. But you don't know what happened. You don't know what's going to happen if you go. I feel the good Holy Ghost. Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't hardly know what to do. I don't. I feel His power, His touch. I feel His presence. I feel His Spirit. It's a whole lot better just to turn loose and let the Lord have His way. What are you going to do, David? I'm fixing to go barefooted up a hill and I'm going to weep and cover my head. Before I do, I'm going to stop by somewhere and I'm going to let Him know this ain't going to be the last time that I come in this place. This ain't going to be the last time. It don't matter how many caves I have to hide in. It don't matter how many holes I have to hide in. I'll always remember Jerusalem. Was it Daniel? It said, if I forget Jerusalem, then my tongue cleaves to the roof of my mouth. I love His house. I love His presence. I love Him. Brother Kenny, if you'll get us a song. I wonder if there's somebody outside. I want to ask you, what's keeping you out? You don't have to be. While I was musing, a fire burned within me. People need to think about some of the times they have met with God Almighty in His house. I've come lost. I have come broken. I've come in trouble. I've come in need. But I have never found lack in the house of the Lord. His house shall be called a house of prayer. And the only thing that keeps that scripture from being fulfilled is you and me not doing it. He never leaves His house to answer prayer. He's always there. The problem is sometimes they just ain't not being off. He's got what you need up here tonight. You don't have to leave heavy again. You don't have to leave lost again. You don't have to leave low again. He's got it. I don't have it, but He's got it. I don't know how many times you can look in that Bible and find people that came to Jesus and said, if thou wilt, thou canst. And He looked at them again and again and again. And He said, I will. Thank the Lord. You have not because you ask not. Draw nigh unto me and I will draw nigh. Auntie Moses knew a valuable lesson. When I get overwhelmed, I'm going to find my way to that place. It may be in a mountain. It may be in a desert. It may be in front of a burning bush. Or it may be in front of that tabernacle. But I'm going to find my way to that place. It's like David said, all that I had wings of a dove, that I might fly. Where are you going to fly to, David? You going to go to some other country and get away from everybody and everything? No, sir. Just let me get to His house. Just let me get in His presence. And when I get in His presence, I'll be called the sweet psalmist of Israel. Because He hath put a new song in my heart. He even praises unto our God. And when they hung their hearts up in the willow tree, there's a way to get it down. There is a way to... There ain't no better sound than God's people playing on that harp. There ain't no better sound than God's people saying, hallelujah. There ain't no better sound than somebody saying, I feel like I let it go. I feel like I turned it loose. There's a way to get it out. And it's in God's house. You can't see. sing again. You can worship again. You can praise again. If you'll just come to Him, He will restore. I passed by thee and I saw thee in thy blood. Passed by thee and I saw thee in thy grudge. I passed by thee and I saw thee in thy sin. I passed by thee and I saw thee in thine iniquity. I passed by thee and I saw thee in thy bitterness. I passed by thee and I saw thee in thy unfaithfulness. And I said unto thee, live.
Thank God.
When He says live,
amen.
No matter how long they've been in there, they're going to come out. You just let them call your name. And you let somebody help you getting them grave clothes off and taking that napkin off your face. The important thing is just hearing His name. Woo, hallelujah. Important thing is just hearing His name. That's all Lazarus was waiting for. If I can just hear Him call me, if I can just hear Him call me. I don't like being in this dark place. I don't like being in this place that'll eventually stink. I don't like being in this place that'll eventually, it'll stagnate. If I can just hear His name. If I can just hear His name. I know He loves me. I know He loves me. I know He cares for me. And the Bible said He came and He told them, roll that stone away. And they rolled it away and He said, Lazarus, that's all I was waiting to hear. I've been wanting to come out. There may be some in this church, you've been wanting to come out. He wants you to. He's already passed by and He saw you, and His word is live. Stand with us. Stand with us all over this house. You need not be dead tonight. Good-hearted men saw a man couldn't get off the bed. All they wanted is him off the bed. Kill his body. Fix that. Fix him arms. Fix him legs. That's all that's in their mind. He needs a, like the blind man that's been healed. He needs a healing. Let's just get him before Jesus. That ain't what the Lord dealt with first. That's what was obvious. Anybody could have looked and saw that man's got physical problems. Very first words out of the Son of God's mouth. Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. I don't know if you could keep him out of that house. No wonder them men on the Mount Transfiguration, when they finally were able to talk, they said, let us build right here. Right here on this mount, let us build three tabernacles. One to you, one to Moses, one to Elias. Let us do it right. I want you to understand, He knows exactly what you have need of. I feel the good Spirit of God here. That brother talking about, Brother Lord talking about the how God knows our thoughts. There's a man come to the prophet one time. And he said, is a king going to live? He's real sick. I'll tell you how much God knows. He spoke to that prophet, and that prophet said, he'll live. But he shall surely die. What in the world are you talking about? What does that mean? And as soon as that man got back to the king, he said, you're going to live. You're going to live. He said, you're going to get over this sickness. And he put that over that man's nose and mouth, and he smothered him to death. God knew it was going to happen. And God knows exactly what's on the surface. And He's told you tonight that He knows what's under the surface. Oh, Spirit of God ain't lifted from this place for a reason. He's not going to let you off that easy. There's something else needs to be done. And He's got it up here. While He sings, this altar's open. We're going to give an altar call right here. I want to tell you again. His house hadn't wounded you. His house has not offended you. His house has not driven you away. His arms are still outstretched in His hand. And He'll heal and He'll restore. While He sings, this altar's open. Will you come? There's some needs to be up here in this altar right here tonight. And we're going to pull for you in the name of Jesus. I want you to get out of that pew in the name of Jesus.
Come home.
Right now in the name of the Son of God. Won't you step out in that aisle and walk down here? And you let the saints of God pray with you. And you call on the name of Jesus yourself. He can help you right here in this place. Come. Come, this altar's open. You need to come. Oh, He is drawing. He is drawing. He's pulling. While these are coming, you come with us. You come with us while these are coming. Make your way out, friends. Make your way out. Jesus is your
sinner,
sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it. Come on, church, let's let Him help us right here tonight. Oh, His house, His house, His house. I'm going to stay in that banqueting house. I'm going to stay in that place where the table stays spread, where the plates are always full, where the glasses are never empty. Oh, you can come and let Him do a work for you. Come while these are praying. There needs to be others up here. There needs to be others up here. In this altar calling on the name of Jesus. Letting Him help you. Come, come, come.
Come home.
Oh, sing it. Sing it, my brother. Sing it.
Come home.
Oh, yes. You don't have to stay weary. You don't have to stay troubled. Come on home in the name of Jesus. Come on back to this altar in the name of the Lord and let Him do a work for you.
Jesus is coming.
Oh, Lamb of God, have your way right here.
Oh, sinner, come home.
Yeah, sing it, my brother. Sing it, sing it. Oh, talk
why
to
should
God,
we
let's tarry here for just a little while.
When Jesus
let's tarry here for just a little while.
Pleading.
Let Him move and
He's
work among us.
He's pleading for you. And
let Him quicken our hearts and trouble
me.
Our spirits. Stir our souls.
Oh, and why should we linger?
You don't have to stay empty.
And heed not.
You don't have to remain dry.
Those mercies for you and for me. Come home. come home. Ye who are weary, come home.
Oh yes, softly and tenderly.
Jesus.
Oh, the King of kings, the Lord of lords. He who inhabited eternity is calling.
Oh, sinner, come home.
Oh, thank God. Come on, come on. Let Him do a work.
Time now.
Thank you, Jesus.
Fleeting.
Thank you, Jesus.
The moment
are
passing.
For our brother,
they're passing from you and for me. Shadows are gathering. The deathbeds are coming. They're coming for you and for me. Come home. Come.